This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
Capricorn FM, Limpopo's hottest frequency. It's a Friday, and you know what that means, right? Time to wrap things up for another adventure motoring experience right here on the Capricorn Adventure. Our resident motoring journalist, Prashirman Naidu, is back to, you know, he's in the driver's seat as always, and he's got a great lineup today for us. He's kicking things off with the brand new Jayco J7, having tested both the petrol and hybrid variants, and he'll unpack everything from efficiency and practicality to that all-important factor, affordability. Right, and to balance things out, he's diving into something a bit closer to his heart, the Volvo EX30. Now, Volvo has sent him this cool compact EV to experience over the few weeks. Could this be the future? EV or ICE? You know? Which way is the wind blowing, man? And as always, he'll wrap things up with his motoring tip to keep us safe and a smooth Friday feel-good hot jam to get us through into the weekend. He's on the line right now. Good afternoon, Prashirman. Welcome back. How are you doing today?
Good afternoon to Dash and fantastic in yourself and to the listeners out there.
No, I'm great, Prashirman, man. So excited to have this conversation with you. I thought you'd break the ice, actually, by telling me that on this Black Friday, there's somewhere where they're selling our Porsches for 700,000 and, you know, would need to put something together.
Oh, man, that would be a dream. We definitely need to make some money and go for it.
Nonetheless, let's get straight into it, Prashirman. The Jayco J7, what's it like, you know, in the metal, and how did the hybrid and petrol versions, you know, differ in terms of exterior design?
So the Jayco J7 is one of those SUVs that, you know, really surprises you in person. It's modern, boxy, even looking almost a baby Land Rover, to be fair with you, in its presence-wise, and very upright, very confident. The petrol model has a more traditional SUV flavor, clean grille, new chrome accents, tough shoulder lines. But the hybrid, of course, subtle differences like the wheels through the badging and just a slightly more futuristic push. But overall, underneath, it looks good, and both versions just, you know, punch above their weight visually, to be fair with you.
Oh, most definitely. Now, let's talk cabin, Prashirman, and pricing. What are we looking at for each model? And if you had to pick one, which one would that be?
Okay, so the cabin is one of the J7's strongest points. Very premium, very modern. You get a huge 14.8-inch touchscreen, digital cluster, soft touch materials, even ambient lighting, which is quite nice, and just a minimalist look to it. Mm. You know, of course, there's all the nice bells and whistles like heated seats, heated steering wheel, nice sunroof, wireless charging. The list goes on. And pricing ranges from, for the petrol version, between the 50 grand to 580. And the hybrid is a little more expensive, about 620,000 to 650,000. If I had to choose, I think the hybrid would be my best bet. Mm-hmm. It's more smoother, more refined, has better performance and efficiency, makes it a very, very smart long-term buy.
Oh, okay. Now, this is something I'm interested in, Prashirman. I mean, how does, you know, the efficiency compare between the petrol and the hybrid versions?
Okay, so here's where things get interesting. The 1.6-liter turbo petrol is strong and perfectly capable. You know, real-world figures hover between 7.5 to 8.5 liters per kilometer, so it's not bad, depending on traffic. Mm. The hybrid uses a 1.5-liter turbocharged with an electric motor, so you're getting good amount of power, 255 kilowatts. You get about between 4.7 to 5.5 liters per kilometer, which is whoppingly impressive, and 1,000 kilometers of range to drive. So if you daily charge it, most of your electric trips will be fully electric if you want to charge it, so there's an electric charging mode. But to be fair with you, I think the driving dynamics for the hybrid is nice. It's just, I think it's heavier because of the battery. So that power output, when you put your foot down, can feel quite underwhelming because of how much weight it has. Mm. And then another thing I would say is that the driving and steering, you know, once it goes just over 120 kilometers, you start to feel it be a bit slightly jerky. But overall, I think the final points are its range and just that the range and how it performs. So I think that's where it shines.
Oh, okay. Now let's switch lanes a bit, you know, onto the Volvo EX30. What has that been like, the experience, you know, living with day to day? What stood out for you and the perks? What perks does it even offer?
So it's a joy. Really love it. Nimble, classic city life that still feels very premium. Inside, you have Volvo's Scandinavian minimalism, as I call it. Lots of recycled materials went into this car. Key highlights for me, I think it's instant torque, really good, super easy to park, very efficient, and of course very safe. And this, they decided to swap it and give you the single motor, so it gives you about 200 kilowatts, 0 to 100 in about 5.3 seconds, but very decent. And range wise you're getting about 400 kilometers of range, which is impressive. And I found it just to be living with an electric vehicle day to day, it's just quite a joy. I like the silence of it, and the sound system of course further adds to the appeal, you know.
Wow. Now, there's also a cross-country variant. What sets it apart, you know, an EV off Miroda, perhaps?
So I haven't yet driven the cross-country variant, but what makes special Volvo is taking the EX30 and giving it a bit more of an adventurous character, a higher ground clearance, touch your cabin, roof rails, and protective skid plates. So it's basically positioned for people who want an EV that can handle gravel roads and weekend trips and a bit of adventure and a bit more spice than the normal EX30.
All right. Now, finally, Prashivan, I mean, Volvo as a brand, you've always enjoyed their cars. What does the future look like, you know, for Volvo here in South Africa?
I think it's a bit tricky because Volvo is very serious about electrification. So the EX30 is a clear sign of that. They're making EVs more accessible, more practical, more suited to South African lifestyles. They've even been expanding their charging partnerships and ensure more, you know, dealership support. But for the future of Volvo, it seems like it's clean, it's EV-centric. I do think that our country is more gravitating towards, of course, diesel, petrol. And I think the presence of Volvo, I think they do need to dial up the antics there. I think, you know, with other brands, so a lot of other, you know, higher brands like the BMW, Audis, and Mercedes-Benz, you know, they're falling by the wayside because of the Chinese manufacturers. So I think they need to stay relevant before, you know, the tide turns and then all of a sudden some brands have to leave. You know, the future really does look a bit scary for legacy brands too.
It really does. It really does. Now, I know we'll catch you again next week. But before we do that, can you let us in on the motoring tip of the week? And of course, hit us up with the hot jam to get us into the weekend.
All right. Thank you, Pindash. So this week's tip is all about electrified driving. Plan your charging as part of your routine. With plug-in hybrids like the Jayco G7, charge daily to maximize your electric driving and minimal fuel use. With EVs like the Volvo EX30, a home wallbox is a game changer. Silent overnight charging and fuel costs are quite low. And across all cars, never forget to check your tire pressures. EVs and hybrids are heavier, so correct pressure improves efficiency and braking and tire lifespan. So let's end up with the smooth hot jam, Imani Friday.
All right. Thank you so much, Prashivan. Have yourself a fantastic weekend. Catch you again next week, Friday.
Thank you so much, Kimbash, for the blessing and for listening out there. Cheers.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.